We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, I got to start with this. Alan Poupart, AllDolphins.com. joins this.
I was like, what the hell is he doing? Now I realize what you were doing. That was good.
Thank you. Hey, Woody, so yesterday, Alan and I, he's a really good tennis player, we're playing, and he was getting frustrated. I didn't know what it was, you know, and I couldn't figure it out. And he said something, and he said it again, And the pro was one of the pros at Central Park. Leon was over there giving lessons, and when he hits the ball back, he sounds like one of those guys or girls on tour that every time they hit it, they have to make that and he makes his sound. And so we had to move. Yesterday. So I guess I was getting used to it.
If you know that it gets under his skin, why don't you do that then while you play him?
I'm not good enough. I'm a.
Why don't you make some noises?
I'm a quiet
mix
player.
It up a little.
No, I can't. I can't talk that much. And actually, it's good because Alan doesn't talk a lot either. So it's actually good. Hey, Alan, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. I was thinking about this last night. So if we were to take some combination of an offensive lineman, I want to run three names by you that you might like around the 21st pick if they're all available. If you can play make-believe world with me, Graham Barton, Jackson Powers Johnson, the center guard, considered to be the number one guy out of Oregon, and Troy Faletano out of Washington, who people say can play tackle but may end up playing guard. What would be the best fit? Graham Barton, of course, plays them all for the Miami Dolphins.
I think my preference of those three would be Faletano because he's the one who projects better as a tackle among those three guys. Like JPJ would be pretty much strictly an interior offensive lineman. Graham Barton, even though he played left tackle at Duke after starting off at center, I think a lot of scouts view him more as an interior offensive lineman as well. I like the idea of the Dolphins doing with this pick, again, based on your scenario,
yeah,
what they did with Laramie Tunsil in 2016, which is start him off at guard when you have a veteran and a really good one. Left tackle back then was Brandon Albert. Now it's Teron Armstead. And then when Teron Armstead's time with the Dolphins is done, then you slide out Faletano at tackle. So of those three would be my first choice.
You had to bring out Chris Greer's best pick that he made, and we couldn't keep him. You had to bring that one up. So on the offensive line. So anyway, just going forward on that, I know you and I talked. I don't think we have a right guard yet. Nothing against some of the guys that had to back up and play there last year. And, you know, Rob Jones is one of the guys that played there, and Lester Cotton played a little bit there, and Eichenberg played the guard a little bit. I think we need more. Do you feel like we have a right guard, or you think the team thinks they have a right guard now out of that group?
Well, I think considering the team has a very high degree of self-confidence, I absolutely think they can make it work with what they have. But I'm going to be very polite and say that the Dolphins absolutely could use an upgrade at right guard. I think that's probably pretty clear. And then this is where maybe, again, a Barton selection would make sense. A JPJ selection would make sense. I think Aaron Brewer is probably pretty well set as your starting center. I don't think they'd sign him to a three-year contract, which with guaranteed money beyond this year, one of the rare guys who has that, with the idea of they're going to move him to guard. So I think Aaron Brewer is pretty anchored at center. Isaiah Wynn played left guard last year. Unless my memory fails me, he does have some experience at right guard. So maybe you one of those guys that you wind up picking, plays left guard, when moves to right guard, and then your starting five is pretty solid.
Are you okay with Teron Armstead and Austin Jackson? Teron, listen, only knock on Teron, he just misses four, five, six games a year. Kendall Lamb as the backup who played nicely, and even a little Keon Smith. You think they come back with that four guys as a rotating group to get through the year?
Or, again, if they pick an offensive lineman at 21 who has tackle experience and can play tackle, then he becomes maybe a swing tackle if he's not in the starting lineup as a rookie. Teron Armstead is a complete stud when healthy, which obviously is a big
we just haven't seen
big deal.
It.
But
yeah, right.
Correct. So in such as like when you kind of knew that was the idea when you signed him, so no use crying over spilled left tackles, as they say. Austin Jackson is fine as a right tackle. I don't know if he's making the Pro Bowl anytime soon, but he's serviceable. And Kendall Lamb's a very good swing backup tackle.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about the pass rusher. It's got to be frustrating for the front office, the coaching staff, because everybody's trying to figure out when your two pass rushers are going to be able to come back on both sides, Bradley and Jalen there, to try to figure their situation. But at the same time, you want to get caught like you did last year where you lose your top four guys and you got no pass rush at all. Would you take a guy in the first round potentially if you like his grade as a pass rusher, knowing that those guys are coming back?
I would, because here's the thing with the Dolphins, and this applies to practically every position. They don't have a whole lot of players on that roster who have guaranteed money beyond this year, and that includes Bradley Chubb. So you have to ask the question exactly, so how many more years is Bradley Chubb going to be on this team? To me, it's not a waste to go, let's get a third stud pass rusher for 2024, knowing in 2025, 2026, 2027, you're going to need another guy who's going to be a frontline player. So if the value is there at 21, overall, see, my whole thing is I'm in love with the idea of trading back. The Dolphins need volume in terms of young, inexpensive talent, which they are severely lacking. So if any team calls to move up from, I don't know, 27, 28, 29, 30 in the first round to 21, and you can land an extra third-round pick.
Yes.
I don't think the difference in prospect between 21 and that number is going to be huge.
By the way,
I would do it.
I agree with you. By the way, that's the one thing that there's one thing that the three of us agree on. Omar's with us on this one, too, is that they could move back because you're right. They still need another safety. They need a wide receiver. This offensive line stuff we're talking about, a pass rusher. You just don't have enough quality depth or rotation players. And by the way, we haven't even talked about defensive tackle. How do you feel about playing with that group of veteran defensive tackles? Some of them have a few starts. Some have a few more than others, and it didn't end well. How do you look at this group? Do we have enough out of that whole group to get, especially first and second downs, get that taken care of with this group?
I think they'll be okay if they get like great work from the other pieces on defense. That means David Long Jr. having a big year. It means Jordan Brooks having a big year. It means your edge rushers, whoever they wind up being, playing really well. I mean, we all love Zach Steeler. He's really, really good. Tart's really intriguing with his potential, even though things ended badly for him in Tennessee, but he flashes at times. So, I mean, I would expect, A, based on what Baltimore has done, and B, based on what they've done with their player acquisitions, you're going to be rotating a hell of a lot of players up front at an interior defensive line spot. Unlike last year, where it was basically Steeler, Wilkins, play until you can't breathe anymore. Go take, go take a whiff of the oxygen mask for 2 seconds and come back out. Not going to happen in 2024. So I think they're okay. If there's a stud there at 21 who can make a difference for the defense, absolutely go ahead and grab them. But I don't know if it's a must.
Alan, is your expectations, I was asked this yesterday too, still as high on this team as it was a year ago for what they have?
It's a kind of a big question mark for me because it's going to – and here's the thing is we won't know really until December because I easily can see this team again going off and being 10-4 or 9-3 or whatever because logically the way their offense is built, it's going to work in the first couple of months of the season. Okay, well, what happens when you play really good teams in December? Do they have the missing element that's been missing the past couple of years? I don't know. I think it'd be foolish not to have some level of optimism, considering they were 10-4 one point last year. They should have won the AFCs, considering the lead they had, three-game lead with five games left. But until something changes, like, you know, against good teams, A, B, late in the season, it can only be cautious optimism.
You think Tua gets a contract before camp starts, opens up summer camp?
Yeah, probably. And I'm on record as saying that they should let him play on the fifth-year option, but not that they haven't called to ask my opinion yet. And I'm not holding my breath that
no,
they will.
Mine neither. Nobody's in on that one. Yeah, that's
no. But and here's the thing, though: if they have internally decided that he's our guy, because they've said publicly, I mean, they backed him as much as a team can back a quarterback with their words. If the feeling internally matches what they're saying, why would you let your franchise quarterback, the guy you want to ride with, linger before he gets his big contract?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's interesting. I know Mike Florio had a really interesting take on everything yesterday with Chris Sims on Pro Football Talk and brought up all the different things that you like and you don't like and how difficult the situation could be if, I'm guessing, his agent is trying to get him Joe Burrow, Herbert money and with the guarantees about the same and everything else. I don't know if it's going to happen. Last question for you. You hit on it a little bit. I think, Chris, when it's all said and done, I think he moves out of 21 to pick up that extra pick. And if he can get a third-round pick or an extra second-round pick, I think Chris goes all over it, don't you?
No, I agree. I think he needs to go Jimmy Johnson on this draft. I don't remember. It was like 1999. It was like traded down from 24 to 27, traded down from 27 to 39, made another couple of trades in that draft and moved all over the place. So I think it would make sense. Again, the Dolphins need to build up their supply of young, cheap players. And if I may, I want to make one last point on Tua. And my question would be this. What would be more disrespectful to Tua and his representation? To try to sign him or push on him a deal where he gets paid significantly less than the guys he's trying to reach, Burrow, Herbert, those types of players, or tell him to play on the fifth-year option?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good one. I do agree with you. I think he'd be hurt. I think that comes into play. He's got a really unique, trusting relationship, and he should, with his head coach, because everything that head coach has told Tua has happened. Everything. I'm going to get you better players. You're going to love the system. You're going to put up big numbers and wait till you find out what everybody's going to be saying about got his confidence back and all those things. So there is no question Tua doesn't. There is no doubt in my mind that if the agent goes, well, Tua will go somewhere else, they're going, no, he doesn't. Tua wants to stay with Mike. There's no guarantees out there that it's going to work with anybody but Mike. Right? Would you agree with that?
Yep. No, completely agree. I mean, he's in the perfect system for him. He's got a coach who's done nothing but pump him up, build up his confidence from the time he got there, starting with that phone call that was put out on social media. Yeah, no, he cannot find a better situation for himself.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's going to be fun. Alan, always great talking to you, man. And it's fun playing with you, except when you win both sets every time. And then it's not as much fun. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thanks, Joe. By the way, for the record, we split sets yesterday in Hollywood. If Joe ever started grunting on the court like that guy did yesterday, Joe and I wouldn't be playing anymore.
I got to tell you, I'd never seen that side of Alan, and I was watching him. He was getting frustrated. And
you found his weakness. You got to exploit this a little.
Yeah, of course I do, but I was watching him. He started talking to himself, and then it started affecting him. He started hitting the ball into the net, and I was like, oh, damn. He goes, this guy, he grunts the whole – I go, oh, he's always done it. I've known Leon for like 20 years, and he's a coach that grunts when he hits the ball back. He.
You got to bring in like Sharapova, put her on the court next
Oh,
year.
My God. Could you those two hitting together? Jeez, you think we had a sex act going on when those two got together. All right. Hey, thanks, Alan. I appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Alan Poupart, alldolphins.com. along with his sidekick, Omar Kelly.
He found his weakness, man.
I was shocked because he's really a quiet.
Doesn't bother you, right?
No, I didn't hear it.
You're laser focused.
I got to tell you, one and that, we had a guy sitting at on our bench that just wanted to sit and talk the whole time.
And watching you guys play?
Yeah, he was sitting on our bench, and he goes, "You don't sit down, right, Joe?" He knows I don't sit between games. And I go, "I need to stand." I said, "But my partner might want to sit." And he's like, "Okay." He just stayed there. So it was, and that's going on. And then the grunting. And then I started listening. And so we move another one. He goes, "I still hear him." So we had to move another time further back because we could hear Leon the grunter.
I don't think you move next time. I think you tell him you deal with it. And by the way, I think if you make an arrangement to play near that guy.
If I did that, I think it would Joe, I can't take it.
Basically what you're saying is Poupard is mentally weak out on the tennis
court. Harvey's the worst. Now, Harvey's at a different level. Harvey sees everybody move. He hears every sound. Somebody will be walking like on the walkway, which is, you know, has nothing to do. And he stops and he goes, "Really? You got to walk over there?"
Hey, and you know where people aren't this uptight? On the pickleball courts?
By the way, there's a lot of pickleball drama out there, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right
really?
Now.
Kind of interested to hear about this.
Pickleball's got some problems. Pickleball's got some big problems out there.
You got any stories for us?
Who's got the court next?
Oh. How many courts
are
there?
Some of the communities are complaining. It's a loud sport.
Yeah.
I think it's in trouble. I think it's going away.
I think you guys are in trouble. I think they get rid of all the tennis courts, just turn it into full pickleball.
Hey, I got to tell you about something else, man, this morning. Landing Men's Clinic. Thank you, guys. At Landing Men's Clinic, if you guys are driving into work, you're probably already there this morning. I just want to thank you personally for helping me, man. 7 months I went in there, and 7 months ago, and I didn't know you guys. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew I had low T for sure, and I had a pretty good idea. I had ED, too. I had the first cousins. I had both them, ED and low T, and it's not just that I was so friggin' tired. I thought something was wrong. It's getting older. I guess this is normal, and I'm asking all the guys I play with. Yeah, I'm tired all the time, too. But it was the sex drive was gone, too, and I go, "Oh, boy, this is not good. Sex drive's gone? This is not good." But I got to tell you what. I met with the professionals over there, and I got to tell you, within weeks, I thought I was 35 years old again. I really did. I'm just, again, working out, playing tennis, walking, sex drives back, just really enjoying my wife a lot more, if you know what I'm saying. Schedule a consultation, Landing Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. We've got 6 locations throughout South Florida. All I can tell you is I had great results, and if you're going through this, and let's be honest, guys don't go around telling each other, "I got a little problem in the bedroom." I mean, nobody likes to talk about it. Everybody likes to lie about this, actually. Atlantic Men's Clinic is there to help you when you're ready to deal with it and knock it out and watch it leave. 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calm.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 78 degrees, partly cloudy. That evening rain chance has gone down to 33% now, so hopefully things will hold. By the way, Joe, a lot of people have texted in this morning, and they are correct. You did win the bet, the Marlins bet.
I did, but
you did.
I'm just not a guy who throws it in your face.
You did. It's early this morning.
I said it one time.
I'm just bringing it up again because a lot of people have texted in, and you know maybe they didn't hear in the first segment of the show, but you did throw it in my face to start the show.
I just said, hey, the Marlins won the third game, so you owe me lunch. And
I told you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take you to one of those day games. You'll be my guest
at
Marlins Park.
No, that's off too easy.
Lone Depot Park.
You know what?
That's not off too easy.
After you and some of those crap heads, what you did to me at Joe Stonecrap, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm not going to Joe's, but I think I'm going to be going down the street here a few blocks and find a place.
You said the food court downstairs.
No, I changed my mind now because
you don't get to change your mind. But you said earlier this morning I could take you to a Marlin game. I'll get you a hot dog.
I changed my mind. First of all, I can't eat hot dogs. So that'd be my luck is I eat a hot dog and I got heartburn and you have to take me by the emergency room on my way with
I'll drop you off on my way home.
Massive heartburn.
It's a 7-Eleven chili dogs coming up for lunch.
Yeah, there you go. That's got no shot. I always wonder how long, and I don't want to upset anybody at 7-Eleven. How long do those dogs hang around at 7-Eleven? They look like all-day dogs to me.
I think they're great. I enjoy them.
To me, though, like I look in there and I always think, how long has that dog been sitting there getting warmed up? How many hours are we talking?
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Why, does he think it goes bad?
I don't know. I don't want a dog that's been sitting there for 10 hours warming up under
I mean, what's the difference? Well, the hot dogs at the store have been sitting in those packages, you know, in hot dog water forever. It's not like the hot dog's like the cleanest.
Listen, man,
meat anyway.
You eat all the 7-Eleven. All you do is talk about 7-Eleven.
I don't talk about it, Elijah. Someone
chili
brought
dog.
It up that that's where I'm going to take you, and that's actually not a bad idea.
I can tell you, the chili dogs will never happen again. Those, I loved them as a kid. I don't know what age it happened.
I will get you a ticket for a day game for the Marlins. You can go thank them in person for winning your bet, and I'll get you. Whatever it is you can eat at the game.
Well,
it is that won't kill you. Maybe about a thing of Cracker Jacks. You like those?
I do love Cracker Jacks.
They have those at the games.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we went to the game.
A little out of touch, Woody, as you've noticed with certain things here through the years. So
we'll take care. We should invite some of our friends out here, some of our listeners.
Hey, Woody.
Maybe do a Marlin
game. Woody, I got to ask you one question. Alan Poupart brought up a really good one. I don't know Tua that well. I get a feel for things at work and don't, because he's pretty honest about things. He is. When he talks to me, he's pretty honest about things. So, does Tua take the final lower offer that might be less money and guaranteed money than some of the other guys recently have? Or does he just say, if this is your best offer, I'm just going to play out my fifth option. What I think is $23 million, if I'm not mistaken. It's like $23 million. I don't see him doing that. I think he's at a point now he understands. By the way, nobody stays healthy all the time. He got his first year in a long time where he was completely healthy. I think he tries to get whatever amount of money he can, and hopefully it's not that far away from some of these guys. And
well, that's what I've been saying. I'm telling you, I think he should take whatever they offer him as the last offer, because I think it'd be silly to go into this year without that security for himself.
And the other thing is,
the other thing with the Dolphins, it's like whatever you're willing to offer the guy, either you think he's the quarterback of the future or you don't.
So
that's what this contract means, right?
Yes.
So what's the difference?
So the other thing with this, I think Tua really, really thinks the world and has – great respect and a relationship with his head coach, as good as I've seen around here, Tua and Mike. He really, and the team's got to know this. Everybody says the same thing. Listen, that guy took a mentally broken down guy, plus the injuries, and he said, hey, man, I can do things. We liked you coming out of college. There's some things I want to do. We're going to get more weapons. You're gonna love what your offense looks like. And, you know, I'm sure when Tua heard this, after what just his relationship with Brian Flores and what happened there and the coaches, I'm sure he was like, yeah, right, I've heard this before, right? And now here he is 2 years later in Mike's system. He's had great success. Why? I mean, to the point we're talking about getting a guy a new contract. Why would he want to go anywhere else? And by the way, everybody talks about now, everybody's going, well, you know, it's a quarterback. Well, maybe if he had a Mike McDaniel kind of coach, he could, you know, he could have success. I just don't think Tua wants to go anywhere else. I think everybody knows it. I think the team knows it. I think the agent knows it. I just think there's a lot to be said for that. And again, I know we all have ego, and he doesn't want to get half the money of those guys, and I don't think he will. I think the money will be a little bit closer than everybody thinks to those guys.
But why would the Dolphins feel that they need to lowball him? That's the other thing. Like, again, you're giving him this contract because you feel like he's the guy to take you to the next level for the next 5 years,
That's
right?
True. That's true.
So why would you give him significantly less money than those guys? Like, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to pinch pennies. Like, you either think he's the quarterback or he's not. And I'll tell you what, man, if they were real convinced that he was the guy, they would make him a monster offer and they'd keep him here.
Yeah,
thing would be done.
Good point. That was Mike Florio's point with Chris Sims, that this thing going back and forth and everybody playing nice. And
if Tua was the guy and they knew that, they would have offered him $1 billion and said, be the quarterback here for the next 10 years and let's be done. They would have given him a Mahomes contract.
Oh, come on.
If we finally had our guy, why would you go to Mahomes land? Because what's the difference? Because again, if we felt we had the guy, but what's the difference? You're giving him starting quarterback money. Like, either you think he's your guy or you don't. Like, what are we doing here? We're going to give him a bunch less money because we think he's just going to tide us over until we get the next guy. Like,
what if they said, we'd like to give you Daniel Jones money? He's going to go, are you kidding me?
Okay, that means you think he's Daniel Jones.
Right.
Like, if you don't think he's equal to, you know, the Burrow, Herbert, you know, Allen, like, if you don't think he's on equal footing with those guys, then what the hell are we doing?
I think something gets done, by the way, away from this topic. They'll get a contract done. I am dying to see what the numbers look like and how long the guarantees are.
I mean, I guess, like, again, I don't know what it matters. Like, it's not like you're paying it. None of us are paying. Like, what the hell?
I don't care. I'm curious about everybody's contract.
Not our money.
I don't care.
But either they think he's the real deal and he's the guy, or they don't. And, you know, the fact that they haven't gotten this done at this point, you know, kind of strange, to be quite honest with you. Like,
so just to be fair to the team, his agent could be asking for some ridiculous amount of money. You know that, right? Looking into future cap numbers and if Tua,
I assume that's possible, but like.
What if Tua's guys are asking for mid-50s because the cap went up so much, or maybe as much as 60?
Again, I think if the Dolphins were really convinced that Tua was the guy to take them to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, all that good stuff, if they were convinced, I don't think any of this would matter. You just pay them.
So the other part of this that's really interesting, does a team really step back from being attached to something? You know how sometimes you can't be honest about your own kids when you know, you're telling everybody my kid's really good and everybody's going, well, your kid's not that good. I mean, your kid's you can catch the ball and stuff, but let's not get carried away. I just hope Mike and Chris, because one drafted and the other one's coached them up to have really good years, I hope they're able to step back and if it is, but you got to step back and go, okay, here's what he did well, here's what he didn't do well. Right? You got to break it down. Right? You go through everything. You go through everything. How'd he play in the big games? How'd he do at the end of games? How'd he play, you know, was he able to? How'd he play when he was a little shorthanded at wide receiver? Did he get it done? You got to look at all that stuff. How were his deep passes? Are they good? Yeah, they were good. I mean, he did as many things as you question. I can give you a list of things he does really well. And And as long as everybody understands all those things, that, so the problem is if you hate the guy or you don't hate him as a starting quarterback going forward, the problem is you just go, oh, he can't make the deep throw. Well, that's not accurate. He's as good a deep thrower as anybody in the game last year. He just was. He made some great throws. Now, if you want to get on him like he didn't close out some games when he had a chance to tie him up or win him, you're right. I got right off the top, three games. Had a two-minute drill at home. Couldn't get it done. So on that stuff, that's partially on him too.
A lot of text coming in on the subject, by the way.
Well, it's a good topic.
Hey, by the way, if you're going to text in, I mean, do you have to start the text calling us dumb or idiots?
That's what people do.
We are. Like, I get it, but, you know, come on. It's a very personal subject, by the way, this Tua thing. I mean, it's very polarizing subject.
So the other part of this, too, that we talked about yesterday, and we'll probably beat it up all the time, I believe Mike thinks he's got another gear to his game. Like, he's got another level he can
get his game to.
With his confidence and things, and Mike's going to take part of the responsibility. There's some things I can do better for you, because that's what Mike does.
The question is, what is that extra gear, and does it put you on, you know, level footing? And just to address this, by the way, like, this guy's screaming, you know, calls us idiot. He called me an idiot. He said, I'm dumb. You don't pay a top 10 to 15 quarterback, top 5 QB money. I am guessing, just a guess, and again, I don't know Chris Greer, but that they don't view Tua as some 10 to 15 range quarterback.
Well, so here
you think Chris Greer is in there, like, boy, this middle of the road quarterback, you know?
No, they don't think that.
Like, no. They think that he's the answer, or they wouldn't even be going down this road with him.
When we put aside all the numbers of everybody, because a lot of guys got injured last year, right?
Yes, a lot of guys.
Joe Burrow got injured, and when you ask people the best quarterbacks, Joe Burrow's name still pops up to the top. He got hurt before in camp, and he got hurt again at the end of the year.
But my point is, like, whatever you think of Tua, wherever you think he ranks, I'm guessing Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, the guys that actually matter in this discussion, they don't look at him as, like, the 12th or 13th best quarterback in football.
So
I'm guessing they think he's really talented and really good.
The guy that drafted and the guy that's coaching him up the last 2 years, I'm agreeing with you that when they get together – they're going, we got our guy.
Yeah. They don't think, oh, man, we got the 15th best quarterback. Let's make sure we lock him down.
Where do you rank him?
Oh, God, I don't know. Fringe top 10, maybe. Not 8, 9, 10 in that range, maybe. Yeah. Again, the problem for me is those last three games really
stick out. Well, those last three quarterbacks.
Those last three games were really bad, and you played guys that are going to be very tough to get past.
Yeah. Three guys in the
AFC. But those last three games, just other quarterbacks aside, those last three games were ugly.
Yeah, you had to play
those were teams you had to beat.
Lamar, Josh, and Patrick.
And by the way, those are the teams you have to beat if you want to get to a Super Bowl. Those are probably going to be the teams in your way for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Hey, by the way, while we're talking about Chris and Mike, boy, you don't think Baptist Health South Florida doctors are a big part of what's going on before this draft right now? I was thinking about this. You don't think they've called some of their top surgeons for the Achilles, top surgeons for the knee, and they're asking questions because they're dependent. None of those guys are doctors either. And I'm sure they're kind of wondering like we are with the rehabilitation and all the things they're getting over there. Baptist Health South Florida doctors, you don't think they make some big-time, you know, decisions and have to help teams. That's what's going on right now in a lot of our teams. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. When they call those big meetings and the owner and the GM and the president and the head coach and they go, well, what do you think? How long is this going to take? When do you see it? You've seen this knee operation. Dr. Uribe's all they go, Doc, what do you think? You've done this for 50 years and he's given his, you know, his opinion on how long because you want to know when you're going to get these guys back. Hey, man, this is part of Baptist Health South Florida and why they're so damn good and one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I was going to get around to this. Top 50 sports medicine in the country. And, yes, they're not only – we got some of the best specialists. That bottom line is this. We got great team doctors, but we have put together some of the best specialists in the business. And Dade and Broward, I'll get into their locations, but knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And then you go to these and Achilles doctors. Forgive me. All these great Achilles doctors they have now. So want to just let you know, it's not a Dade County thing. It's a South Florida thing now. Not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility and the other new facility, I-95 and Pine Island Implantation, right next to the Renaissance Hotel. You can't miss us. Where I've been going, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Say hello to Dr. Swartzen, man. That guy's good. It's good. And those doctors over there are fantastic. You'll have great results. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. Hey. All right, welcome.
Had to bring it up, Beat, because these Tua texters are an angry group.
What are they angry about? Like, what's there to be angry about, man? These are conversations
because
that are taking
I'll tell you why. Because I think that we are about to saddle ourselves to this guy. This feels similar to the Tannehill situation. We're going to saddle ourselves to this guy for the next, I don't know, 5 years or so. At least, right?
4 or 5, yes.
Okay, and that's a long time. Like, yeah. I will be in my 40s by the time that contract is up. So if you don't think this is the guy to get you there, which I think people have their minds made up at this point, right? If you think Tua is like that guy texting, you think he's 10 to 15 in the league, whatever, that's not going to get you to a Super Bowl. It just isn't.
Can you do me a favor?
But that's why people are pissed off, because it's like, you know, we're about to make a long-term commitment to a guy that if you don't believe in him, that pisses you off as a fan.
But they're not going to sign him if they don't believe in him. There's no way they would do that.
But that doesn't matter, though, whether they believe. We know they believe
that's
in
committing,
him.
That's committing, honestly, that's committing football suicide on their parts.
Oh, whatever, though, bro. They did this with Tannehill. Like, Tannehill clearly wasn't going to be the guy, but
By the way, that's a good point.
So just because they do it doesn't make it right.
I got to tell you, I like Adam Gase, but Adam was in love to Ryan Tannehill to a fault. He was. So then.
Well, I think Mike McDaniel's in a similar situation.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. Look what he just did. How good's that look on Mike's 2-year head coaching resume as a play caller and a head coach? What he just did. Look what he did. And what Chris Greer did, bringing in Tyreek Hill. It was brilliant. Smart. Not real hard. You gave up a lot of draft picks and a lot of money, but you got a guy that's been – is it fair to say Tyreek's been worth every dime?
Yes, he's
okay,
been very good.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
You want a few texts here before we get to Ron?
Yeah.
This guy says, who do you replace them with, Hollywood? You keep saying you don't keep them. Who do you replace them? I haven't said replace Tua once. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, but by the way you're talking, it does sound like you've got some plan. Are you doing the Omar plan?
I have no plan. I think they're going to sign him. I think they're going to sign him to a long-term deal, and that's going to be the situation, and we'll deal with it.
Yeah, but
and hopefully he gets us there. Again, like it doesn't at this point it doesn't matter, because it's what the Dolphins want to do, and I think they've shown what they want to do.
Yeah. There you go. I agree. What else you got coming in?
How is this constructed team not able to win a playoff game? They've underachieved despite their pretty record. I'm in the camp of drafting another QB and letting Tua play out the fifth year.
Well, I get that a lot now. That's not something new about let Tua go ahead. Let's see you do it. Let's see you take one more step up, and I'll give you whatever you want.
But I think Tua would be insane to not sign a contract.
You think he wants to play in that $23 million and not get a new contract?
Of course he does. Would be insane, because again, like, the injury thing is obviously a real risk. That's one.
By the way,
the other thing is, what do other teams think of this guy? How much is he valued?
I don't know that. But the other part is we talk about this. Less than half the quarterbacks played every game. 13 guys, Woody, played every game.
If Tua was a free agent, I don't think you'd have a bunch of teams lining up to give him Joe Burrow or Josh Allen money or anything like
that. That's for the Miami Dolphins to know, and that's for his agent to
know. Do you believe that would be the market for him?
I think he'd have some teams interested to think that he wouldn't be an upgrade for some of the teams and we're just being stupid. He'd be an upgrade for some of the league. There's a reason that we're talking about all these teams moving up and doing this and doing that and trying to find it. But there's some good points to this. All right, so you don't like Tua. What do you want to do? Yeah, so you guys don't
draft a QB at 21 and let Tua compete. There you go, Joe.
That's not going to happen. By the way, that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So Tua just had the year he had overall, and you're telling him, hey, Tua, we love you. We want you to play in the fifth-year option, and here's a first-round pick we just got from Washington. You guys are going to both get snaps, and we're going to find out who's the best guy.
Tannehill never led the league in passing. People need to chill out. There you go.
That's true. It's a true one.
Omar is a damn clown. Let's get him out of our mouths ASAP. We let Christian Wilkins play on the fifth, and look what happened.
He got real good, and we lost him.
Greer can't say Tua not the guy because he would have to admit he was wrong and he should be fired.
Well, that's been brought up too. Chris did draft him. I don't know who's behind it. I don't know who Chris, well, this is who they wanted, or if Chris is, no, that was my guy. I do know Chris loves Alabama players. Loves himself some Alabama players,
so,
especially
like, again,
when Nick Saban was here.
Sadly, it doesn't really matter what any of us think, because whatever Chris and Mike decide is what's going to be.
Yeah, but we all have our opinions.
Yes,
on
we
it.
Do. We do have our opinions.
By the way, you know how much time the former players that travel have spent talking about Tua Tagovailoa? You have any idea?
But like Poupart said, the Dolphins aren't going to call him. They're not going to call you. They're not going to call me. They're not going to call any of us. They're not going to run a poll on Twitter. By the way, that would be cool.
By the way, I have trouble getting into the hotel.
Did you?
Hey. Sometimes I can't get food at the hotel. So, I mean,
that's tough, man.
Tough group.
You have to walk
group.
Across to the 7-Eleven and get a
tough
dog.
Group. I mean, I'm talking tough group. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up here. We're going to talk to Ron in just a few minutes. I want to get his take on not only last night, but the play-in and how he's feeling about this thing after what they did. And maybe we can play, I don't know if he had a chance to hear Spo last night or not. We'll have that for him and get his take on it. So stay with us. We'll be back for a 9 o'clock hour right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.